Mogaba was not among them. The window behind them opened on grayness. One Eye pinched my earlobe.
Kid, now ain't the time.
Mogaba watched intently. Less recovered than I thought, I explained. I wondered what the vision meant. And vision it was, because it was too fully realized for imagination. Mogaba settled into a chair opposite me. He pretended solicitousness, avoided his usual assertiveness.
We face numerous grave problems, Standard Bearer. They are out there and indifferent to whatever animosities we have developed amongst ourselves.
Goddamn, was he going to turn reasonable on me?
They will be there whether or not we want to believe the lieutenant or captain survived. We will have to face them because I do not expect to be relieved any time soon.
I wouldn't argue with that.
We would be better off had Lady not interfered this last time. We're isolated and trapped now because the Shadow Master was forced to find a solution for managing two fronts.
I nodded. We were in a worse situation. On the other hand, we would not have yowling hordes piling over the wall every few nights anymore. Nor would Mogaba be flinging men hither and yon without regard for their lives, just trying to irritate the Southerners into doing something stupid. Mogaba glanced out the window. We could see two Shadowlander patrols raising dust in the hills.
He can starve us out now.
Maybe. Mogaba grimaced, but controlled his anger.
Yes.
For no rational reason, I feel confident that our friends will break us out.
I must confess that I remain a stranger to that sort of faith. Although I concede the importance of maintaining an optimistic aspect in front of the soldiers.
Was I going to argue? No. He was more right than I could be.
So, Standard Bearer, how do we survive a protracted siege when most of our food stores are exhausted? How do we recover the standard once we do get out of these streets?
I don't have any answers.
Although I think the standard is in friendly hands already.
Why was he interested? Almost every time we talked, he asked something about the standard. Did he believe possessing it would legitimize him?
How so?
He was surprised. The Widowmaker that was here the first time carried the real standard.
You're sure?
I know it. I promised.
Then share your thoughts about food.
We could try fishing.
Wisecracking wasn't a good idea with Mogaba. It just made Mogaba angry.
Ain't no joke, Goblin snapped. That water comes down here from regular rivers. There's got to be fish.
The little shit wasn't as stupid as he acted sometimes. Mogaba frowned.
Do we have anyone who knows anything about fishing?